time for a new slot on the Big Breakfast Blend. We're delighted to welcome into studio Grace Drouin with The Buzz.
Thank you
our entertainment
much.
Slot. Good to see you, Grace.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Grace, you're a vision in pink this morning.
Oh, thank you.
I'm as excited to see you. I haven't seen you since school.
I know.
Grace and I were in school together.
I did not
we
know.
We were in school together. We can't tell you the stories. We were in school together.
I don't know. You were in school. Sorry, Mum and Dad, but like, you were definitely in school a lot more than I was in school. I can tell you that. Like, so, yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to you in private later.
Edit all that.
Indeed, indeed.
I have stories.
Now, what are you bringing to the table first this morning?
So, like, it was really hard to whittle everything down. Like, I do have a list as long as my arm. And I'm not going to lie to you, for someone who'd go to the opening of an envelope, I do find sufficient time to sit down and actually watch television and watch things. So Severance is top of my list because season 2 is out at the moment. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely loving it. It does weird things to me inside when I watch it. So that's why I kind of picked that. So
it's extraordinary and directed and produced and all the rest of it by Ben Stiller.
Of all the people.
I know.
But you know who's in it? Your man, Adam Scott, who you'll know from Step Brothers. Like, and he was...
That's where he's from.
The real smug stepbrother as well.
I know him from Stepbrothers.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen Severance.
Oh, it's so good. You've time to catch up. There's yeah. What is there in season 1, 8 episodes?
Yeah, there
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but
Apple TV, it's really good.
In 20 seconds, what's Severance about?
Okay, so Severance is about this massive company called Lumen, and Mark leads a team of people, the macro data, something macro data. I don't know. Yeah, that's how much I was paying attention. But basically, the premise of it is the workers have undergone a surgical procedure where they can kind of divide their brain and divide their memories. So when they're in work, they're their work innies. They don't remember anything about their outside lives. But when they're out of work, they don't remember anything about their innies lives. So it's totally separate. It would be like you leaving here today. You don't remember being in WLR. You don't remember The Breakfast Show. You
how know? Do I sign up for this?
Yeah. And then, and then you're in here and you don't remember that you've got like a husband,
yeah.
a wife, a child, family.
Interesting concept.
Really interesting and a very vague company, very mysterious. In fact, they say the work is mysterious and important. So I think it's because if the employees knew what they were actually doing when they're in this company, ethically, they are morally, yeah. they wouldn't
they wouldn't rock up. And Christopher Walken's in it as well. He plays a really good part.
So, but there's an excellent cast. John Turturro, Britt Lore, Zach Cherry, they're all excellent in it. So, and Patricia Arquette is in it.
She's so good.
She's unreal.
So where is it? When is it on?
So I'm actually, it streams weekly. So if you haven't seen it, you'll have loads to binge on.
Binge.
So, delighted. So I have to wait weekly. So I think it comes out, Severance every Friday.
I think it's every Friday.
Yeah, yep. Along those lines. So yeah, and it's on Apple TV, but it's so good.
All right.
Yeah.
Big thumbs up there.
Definitely. But it's one of these programs where you're watching it and it's not because you're not intelligent enough to grasp it or like, you know, only the most eagle-eyed viewers can kind of pick up things. Some days you're watching it and it reminds me of Twin Peaks. You're literally sitting there going, yeah,
what just happened?
John Keane called it oppressive. He asked me, does it stay oppressive all the way through and suffocating? Right. I said, it does.
It is. And you know what? Even if you were looking at the aesthetics of it, like the muted colours, it's so clinical. The camera shot, the long lens shot, it makes you feel, it's just, the building itself is very foreboding. That's why when I said it actually does funny things to my insides when I'm watching it, because I feel almost a sense of despair and I feel like I'm losing my autonomy just watching it. Like,
that's cinematography. Photography has a lot to answer
it is,
for.
Yeah,
it is.
I swear. Well, apparently it's 8 million an episode to make. So. Yeah, so.
Okay, so where are we going to from there?
So the next one. Now, I know this has been out for a little while. So apple cider vinegar.
Now Diffin has been telling me about this and I've seen a bit of this.
I didn't know whether I wanted to talk about this because I am very aware that it can be quite triggering for people.
Mm.
Like, it is, like the premise is, it's the journey of two young women who use alternative techniques and alternative therapies to cure terminal
illness.
This
illnesses. Is a real life story, kind of based
on
a real life story.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, obviously, you know, just, you know, there's always that little disclaimer, you know, things have been fudged for dramatic purposes. You know, we love a bit of dramatic
purpose. Yeah, we do. We like it.
And, you know, but yeah, so like one of the, like, it's basically two women and it like document, like it shows their journey, their rise to success and how they go through their illness and their recovery. One of them knowingly is absolutely conning the world.
Yeah, like, totally healthy.
Like, it's like, I'm sorry now, I look more haggard than your one, like, because like you're looking at her and you're just seeing this beautiful skin, beautiful set of teeth, this gorgeous blonde hair, very similar to yourself, Jessica. Like, you know,
it's lovely today.
Oh, yeah. But like, and then she's like, yeah, I cured myself through raw juices, and you know, I cured my terminal brain cancer. And you're like, sign up right there, like, yeah, and this is what it's marketed as.
Social media has a huge input.
Do you know what? And I love my social media. I love it, but I am always very aware that it is the double-edged sword. That it is, you know, you just, you know, pros and cons, like everything in this life. But this apple cider vinegar really kind of shows the birth of Instagram. You know, your life in little squares. Yeah. That it really is how Instagram, and it's kind of like the whole girl boss. You know, being your most successful businesswoman that you can be, being confident, successful. But she's absolutely conning people. But it's sad because the other girl is going through this journey as well, and she genuinely, with her whole heart, believes.
Yeah, she does.
Like, she does the raw juices, she does the coffee enemas. Now, personally, I'm a person that thinks there's room for all of those treatments in this world, alongside, like, you can, like, you know, you're doing your chemo, your radiotherapy, you can do the holistic therapies as well. I'm not going to sit here and say one is better than the other, because I just don't have that medical knowledge.
Things can be complementary.
Yeah, do you know, absolutely. I just think health and wellness can go together, but this program can be quite frustrating for even people who are wellness warriors who are promoting it, because she has she's done damage to all areas on social media and the wellness journey. And I just don't think she's ever been, like, there is a documentary on Netflix again about it. It shows the real life her, and it shows snippets from, is it the 60 Minutes in Austria when she was on, like, and they really hold her to account. But I don't think she's actually ever been properly held to account.
She hasn't, like, and she's never truly apologised with any degree of sort of, I believe you. You know, there's
nothing
there.
But this is the thing with these lawyers. Like, I just firmly believe I think she believes her own lies.
She does.
Tell it enough and you will believe it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Truth.
Like, when she said that on 60 Minutes, it was that, well, at the time, I truly believed I was unwell, and I think she actually maybe did truly believe, because she told herself so often.
Yeah, but it goes back into her, like, early teens as well, that when she was kind of making things up on forums, like, you know, it's just, but it, again, it's been out for a while, but I just think it is definitely worth the watch, like, so that is, but...
You're going to finish on a guilty pleasure.
No judgment, right? Absolutely no judgment.
It's the home of no judgment, Grace.
If there's judgment, I'm walking out this door right now.
Go for it, Grace. Go
on, Grace.
We won't know. I'm not going to walk out. Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
Ollie, you're a regular watcher of this, are you?
Lads, right. So if you've never watched Married at First Sight Australia, it's basically three experts. They're trying to prove that science can make people fall in love by matching people based on their likes, their dislikes, their what they want physically in a partner, what they, you know, just all of that. So, but like, I don't know, because my tagline with Married at First Sight is experts, if you will, are sitting around and they're like, right, well, look, they both have skin, lock it in. Do you know? And you're just like, all right, if that's the criteria, like,
lock it in.
I must have millions of potential matches out there for me. You know, we'll just toss it with the fact that you're looking, see you with your skin.
Dare I ask when it's on? Where it's on?
So it's on E4, 9 o'clock. Now, it's Monday to Thursday. If you're waiting for the weekend, I think there's an omnibus on a Sunday. So if you want to binge,
I'm sure
save it up
many
and binge
omnibus
it. Like,
fans.
But it is, like, do you know what? Whatever about Severance and whatever about apple cider vinegar, maths, this is what it's going to be, maths Australia, maths Australia, right? So get used to the lingo, because I'm probably going to be talking about that every week, right? And who got matched with who and what's after, who's cheating on who now. Oh, it's great. But the thing with maths is it's more triggering than any of the other shows I've mentioned. It's because it actually is, you're going to see all aspects of human life. Like, you're going to see, like, your gaslighting, you're going to see your control, you're going to see, like, you know, just people having absolute meltdowns, but you're also going to see nice things where people are actually genuinely wanting to make their marriages work. You're going to get a lot of sob stories. It's just good eating.
Where do they get these people?
Has anyone lasted out of this?
Now, the ultimate goal is Jules and Cam. Jules and Cam were on it a couple of seasons ago. I can't remember which season, but they are still together. They have two children now.
So it worked.
For them, it worked. But now, the thing with Jules and Cam, right, is they've turned their maths fame into, like, they're like millionaires now, because they launched businesses off the back of their success as a couple. So part of me is thinking,
they've skin in the game here.
Yeah.
Oh, skin.
They both have skin.
But yeah, there you go. the theme of the day is skin. That's our word of the day.
Quite a bit of flesh in this review.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, flesh. Come here. Like, if you're watching it now, there's going to be a lot of, like, the men and the, like, you know, these are not just like randos they picked off the street.
They've good,
like,
flesh.
Like, they have grey teeth, grey flesh. Like, do you know what? And every shot is a bikini or like a banana hammock speedo is shot of the, and that's just the fellas. Like, do you know what,
well,
I mean?
There you go.
Yeah.
Grace, we've just run out of time here on The Buzz this morning. But listen, thank you so very much.
My face hurts.
I really do appreciate it. And
my absolute
thank
pleasure.
You for educating us.
Thanks,
really,
Grace.
Really different aspects.
Same time next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, lads.